WABF 1480.
And thank you, Jim. 823, 76 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Casey Gay Williams and Liz Thompson from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just perusing the today's copy of the Courier newspaper, and y'all made the front page headlines.
Woohoo!
Jubilee Fest plans moving forward.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I'm gonna let Liz. So little.
You're the coordinator of this, right, girl?
Yes. She is okay. In charge.
Okay.
So it's going to be October 16th and 17th at Lot Park in downtown Daphne. We moved it there last year due to COVID, social distancing, as well as hurricane damage to some of Old Town. So we've decided to keep it there. We're keeping it with that second date in October.
Turned out to be a better location, really,
yes.
Didn't it?
It was great because it eliminated what I call the bottlenecks. And when it was across downtown Old Town Daphne, there are several places that were very narrow. Your food trucks are incorporated into that, and so you would have lines. So our main goal at Lot Park was just to be able to give some distance between the artists, make sure the lines had a place to form without necessarily, like I said, being all gathered and close together. We just wanted to spread out, and it worked great, and everybody loved it.
Good. And what do the merchants think? Because you're not right in the street now in front of them. Does that still work out well? Because they can have traffic and mobility and customers.
Well, they park, of course, all over, so there's a lot of foot traffic, and actually that was one of our concerns was, you know, will this take away from our downtown restaurants and merchants? But not at all. As a matter of fact, we got a call in the middle of the Jubilee Festival from one of the restaurant owners and said, this is the best day I've ever had. So
yay.
I think it gave people, people could, you know, they weren't blocked by tents. So that's no longer a concern. The merchants are happy.
That's good. This headline says, Daphne Festival fills available artist slots. So you've done collecting. I mean, it's just around the corner. What, 3 weeks?
We are finished. Mm-hmm. We are at capacity. So we had 94 artists last year. We have 132 this year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That 6 food vendors and then 11 market vendors. We rolled out in the last 4 years kind of a farmer's market element, and that's at capacity as well. So we're completely full. We've been working diligently to place those artists, and we should have booth assignments next week
roll
out.
So everybody, mark your calendars again. You said October 16th and 17th, Saturday, Sunday, downtown Daphne in Lot Park.
Yes, from 10 to 5 each day.
And free admission.
Free admission. And we're also going to have kids art again this year. We didn't last year due to COVID, obviously. But that is back. It's completely free. So bring your kids. Do some different crafts that we have. It's sponsored by Bayside Academy. So it's free for everybody.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and having it in October is a little cooler than September, for sure. And
that's right. That's also another major change, is moving the month.
Yes.
But I agree with you, because September, we're supposed to get a cold snap here, or cooler snap here, you know, today, tomorrow, but it'll be even nicer for the festival then.
And our entertainment stage is back. So we will have some music and, you know, local talent there. And
the dance troops are back, the twirlers, you know, everything that people look forward to seeing on a weekend like that.
That's awesome. All right. Very good. Jubilee Fest. And what annual would this be?
33rd.
Goodness gracious. All right. Another fine Eastern Shore Chamber event. And you've got other activities, of course, things you do on a weekly and a monthly basis.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. We have several small groups that have formed, and we have networking at noon, which is, you know, 10 people going to lunch. We have 3 different locations every month, one in Daphne, one in Fairhope, and one in Spanish Fort. And you go have lunch. Everybody buys their own lunch, but you usually see some old friends, meet some new friends in a smaller group setting, especially if you can't come to some of the morning or afternoon events, after work events. Bingo and Brew, which is put on by the Young Professionals. For the Chamber and the United Way Young Professionals was postponed from the original date, and it is this Thursday.
Tomorrow night. Okay. Tell us about Bingo and Brew.
Crochilds Bailey is our presenting sponsor, and it's at Fairhope Brewing Company on Nichols Avenue. And it starts at 6:30. You can buy a bingo card for $10, and you can buy more if you want more. We have lots of raffle prizes. So you can buy raffle tickets. We have so many different prizes that will be given out. We have guest bingo callers from the community, and it is just an amazing event, and all the money goes to the backpack program through United Way for Hunger Challenge kids so that they have something to eat on the weekends. A little pack is discreetly put in their backpack on Friday so that the kids who only get to eat when they're at school can eat throughout the weekend. So a very and very important program.
Okay.
And a bingo card is $10, so anyone who wants to come out and play and enjoy, you know, all the libations that Fairhope Brewing offers, definitely show up.
And then, like you said, you can get more than one bingo card,
absolutely,
making another donation and help the program further.
Exactly.
And what about bourbon and cigars? I can see this on my calendar of events.
Yes. When we first started talking about the small event arena with networking at noon, we have Misfit Adventures. Liz is also our Eastern Shore Chamber Athletic Director. So
yes.
She plans our Misfit Adventures. You're not a misfit if you go on the adventure. The adventure's just a little different. And yesterday, they toured Fairhope Brewing Company.
Yesterday, we toured Fairhope Brewing Company. They gave us a really great tour. There were probably about six or seven of us, saw how their whole process works. In October, we're going to do turkey trot practice, and Deanne is going to be out. We'll leave from Daphne City Hall with some sign-up sheets for the turkey trot. So just anything and anything, you know.
Fun things to do.
And so the Bourbon and Cigars group is probably one that most of the guys said, hey, why don't we do this?
Well, it was
some of us might be included.
Yeah, hey, yeah. I'm recruiting some female cigar-smoking, bourbon-drinking girls. And so it was kind of a joke. We were just talking about small groups, and somebody said, well, I think we should do bourbon and cigars. And Randon Carnathan, who is part of our Young Professionals board, said, I'm on it. And so he sent out an invitation. Typically, we meet the first Friday of every month from 4 to 6. Is at Downtown Cigars in Daphne. And the purpose for small groups was to find shared interests so that you could meet people along the spectrum from, you know, 20-something to 60-something with over a shared interest. And so this is our longest-running small group. I think this is our eighth month that we've had it. So please come out, meet some folks, and it's going to be cool enough to sit out on the back terrace. So, yeah, just another small group.
And I like, the Chamber is certainly about business, but it's also about networking and relationships, which turns into better business.
Absolutely.
So tell us about some of your Business Academy activities that you have coming up.
Well, our plan has been to have one a month that really focuses on small business. Business owners here, you typically, small business are not only working on their business, they're in their business every day, so they don't always have the time to do some of those things, such as succession planning. This is a Smart Business Academy that has taken place on October 6th at Bryant Bank at 8:30 to about 10. And we have multi-generational businesses throughout the Eastern Shore. So how do you plan for the next generation? What's the succession planning? You want your business to continue and thrive and continue to be built by generations to come. So it's very important because that takes some planning and that takes some knowledge. So that's the one that is coming up, like I said, succession planning. And then we've had others such as the overtime rule. When that changed, we bring information on marketing, such as Google and how to write for Facebook. So all the things that small businesses need to thrive.
Then you still offer the Chamber 101 class once a month, and that's for new members to learn about the Chamber and what it has to offer. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it also teaches you how to utilize your Chamber profile from doing job postings, adding events, you know, that sort of thing. Our hot deals that are offered to the public as well as within the Chamber membership. So it's just a way to kind of acclimate, familiarize yourself with all the tools that our website has to offer.
Okay. And one of my favorites, the morning marketing meeting. When is that?
That is the third Thursday of every month. It rotates from Prodigy Pantry in Spanish Fort to the Senior Center at the Daphne Civic Center and then the Nick Center. So basically, you stand up and you have about 45 seconds to a minute to introduce yourself and your business. We have a sponsor on October 21st. We'll be at the Daphne Civic Center. Daphne Senior Center, and the sponsor is the Baller Dream Foundation. So they bring coffee and some continental breakfast, mm-hmm. and they get some additional time to share about their program. And, you know, throughout, we have an average of about 40 people. And what I really enjoy is the exchange of business cards and flyers and hey, I was really looking for someone who did this, or mm-hmm. I didn't know that we had, you know, new storage units that can accommodate campers. I mean, it's just really interesting, and you really get to know people one-on-one, and we see a lot of connections made every morning marketing meeting.
And finally, ladies, for folks that have not joined the Chamber but are interested, how does it work? What does it cost? What if you're a lone member, self-employed, working at home, or you're a bigger corporation? Tell us about that.
One size does not fit all. So we have all types of memberships, all types of sponsorships. But to start, you can go to eschamber.com. On the homepage, there is a place to click to join. There's a very simple application process. Or you can call the Chamber, 928-6387. You can apply, and or you can say, hey, I'd love to chat about being a member. And you can sign up for that online or through the Chamber. So it's very easy. It's a lot less expensive. For a general business of five or less employees, the annual dues are $250. And your first year is an additional $25 enrollment fee to put you into all of our directory listings. If you're a place where you shop, eat, play, or stay, you also get a directory listing on exploreeasternshore.com with a picture, links to all your social media, mm-hmm. and a 100 word description. So that tourism website is brand new. It's not even a year old, I don't think. So lots of benefits that most people don't realize that are available through the Chamber.
Absolutely. And then the business after hours, is that happening in October?
We are not going to have one in October.
Looks like you're busy enough in October already. But normally it's the first Thursday of each month, so
yes.
It'll resume in November.
That is our plan.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Thank you, ladies. Anything else?
No, I think, like you said, I think that about covers it. October is going to be a busy month. Mm-hmm. The only other thing to mention is on November 6th is Lemonade Day, annual. And we have 170 kids signed up for Lemonade Day.
Wow. This is an entrepreneurial program to teach the concept of a lemonade stand becoming, you know, someone to run a business.
Exactly. Yeah. They go through a six-week workbook with a mentor. They have to plan, design, create the recipe. They have to call a business to say, hey, I'd like to have my stand in front. So we have safe stand sites. And if you're a business in a high traffic area, you can call the Chamber. We'd love to have some more safe stand sites. But right now we're looking at somewhere around 50 to 75 lemonade stands throughout the Eastern Shore on November 6th. So we really want our community to go out, find the lemonade stands.
Yep.
I think they're going to be easy to find, and really support these kids and their efforts.
That sounds precious. What a great idea. Start them young, as
exactly.
they say.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Casey Gay Williams and Liz Thompson with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Chamber joining us the fourth Wednesday of each month on Community Contact.